we Behars are a close family. We grew up close. Older, younger cousins, aunts and uncles, there were no barriers when we were kids. We were all part of each other's lives. Often we would gather together, I guess about 50 of us back then, in one place for holidays or for family occasions. Everybody there, from our patriarch, Grandpa Behar, to the newest baby in the family. As we grew older and our family grew in size, we drifted apart a bit. But we have, thank God, to a great extent, remained connected and close to this day. I love my family, every one of them. But over the years, my relationship with Rick Dale grew to be something special. We were 4 years apart in age, but as we grew older, naturally, the age difference ceased to be an issue. We attended the same school, the Hebrew school through UW, the same youth organization, DBYO, Sephardic Youth Federation, and of course the same synagogue, virtually every week. I'd like to say we were always praying, but often we were solving the most complex and pressing of issues from our seats one row away from each other, right over there. It seemed any issue could be resolved in those few hours on Shabbat, and if it couldn't, we always had next week. The point is that at a certain point, Dale and I were no longer just cousins, we became best friends. We had a lot of fun together, we got into some trouble together. Sometimes we had disagreements, and at times our lives took us in different directions for a while, but we never lost that special connection. Dale occupied a special place in my life, and in recent years, I think our special relationship expanded for me into a special relationship with Norm and Lisa, with Lynn, with Uncle Ike, and with Aline and the kids. That worked in the other direction too, as I know Dale really appreciated my family. He respected his Uncle Roger so much, he was always so warm to Genevieve, and she just loved him. Alex has always been close with Isaac and Solomon. In fact, Alex and Solomon reminded me of me and Dale when we were younger. Jordan and Aline, in spite of their significant age difference, have formed what appears to me to be a very special relationship with each other. All going to prove my contention that age is irrelevant when it comes to cousins. As adults, I came to realize that the fearless, fun-loving kid with whom I played, prayed, traveled, and learned had turned into a confident, thoughtful, intelligent, capable, articulate adult, always with an irresistible sense of humor, of course. Dale struck a very unique balance in his life. I can't say a delicate balance because there was nothing delicate about Dale. He was traditional, yet at the same time adventurous. Modest, yet very confident. Totally honest, yet respectful. Religiously observant, yet very modern. That balance manifests itself in our relationship too. He knew me so well, faults and all. We were friends and peers. Yet, as his older cousin, there was always a certain level of respect. A certain deference. That was really more a reflection of who Dale was than anything else. Dale could be gruff at times, but for me he was really kind of a softie. As he would say, just a good guy. Always inserting the just for emphasis. The love was always there from when we were kids to the last time I was with him. I'm going to miss Dale. I'm going to miss hearing his voice calling out, David Lawson, and greeting him in return, hey, baby. Dale was always there for me when I needed him for anything, and I'd like to think he knew he could always rely on me as well. Dale was a loving son who revered and respected Uncle Ike and Eleanor, Abaya Shalom. A great husband, he adored her women, and she adored him back, and took such incredible care of him all their married life, but particularly over the last couple of years. He was a great father, that would do absolutely anything for his kids. A great brother to Norman and to Lynn. And I can tell you firsthand, he was a great friend. Dale fought hard to hold on to a life he loved and the people he loved. And we prayed hard that we could hold on to him and that he would be cured somehow. He never gave up, and when we were scared and concerned, he would tell us how and why things were going to get better. Everybody knows that when he visited Dale to try to lift his spirit, invariably you would be the one who left uplifted. Dale was a magnet to good people and attracted a great group of friends, and his friends were so devoted to him because he showed them warmth and love. Dale and I and Norman and Victor were going to learn together with Rabbi Myers this past Shabbat, but when things took a turn for the worse, unfortunately, we had to cancel. We'd been talking about it, and Dale had left me a message last week on my phone, telling me that he was feeling up to getting together to learn. And I could hear in his voice that he was really looking forward to it. He missed those things, and he missed terribly being in the synagogue, or Kaal, as we say. Toward the end of the voice message, he was done talking about the scheduling, and his voice changed. Boy, I miss going to Kaal. And he told me to give his love to the family and that he'd see me later. Now he's gone, and I'm going to miss him terribly. God bless you, Dale. May his resting place be in the garden of Eden.